Kyle Guskey, investment analyst for New Constructs, is here today for David Trainer. Different guest, but the same great information. And today, we will be talking about a mutual fund that New Constructs believes is headed for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities, both stocks and mutual funds and ETFs, on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, something that is attractive, well, it's something that doesn't necessarily look so good from the top down. At the surface level, no. Things might be a little bit ugly. But when they dig in, they find out that, yeah, you know, things a little different.
You are so good looking.
Yep. And the dangerous ones, well, those are often the things that from the top down, they look great. And what they say at New Constructs is those earnings, those pictures are often misleading. And the result?
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, it's possible that you are downright dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works and what they do, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs, and they blog about their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information about anything you hear on the show, go check it out there. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Lord Abbott Value Opportunities Fund.
Danger, danger.
Lord Abbott Value Opportunities Fund. That's LVOAX for the A shares. Lord Abbott, old line, classic kind of fund company. Not anybody's idea of a go-go, oh, I've got to go do this, but the kind of thing where old line money, you know, this is a firm that maybe your parents or your grandparents might have started investing in. The managers have been in place for a long time. The fund has been kind of an average to below average performer, but average to below average isn't dangerous. What is dangerous about this fund?
Yeah, so you mentioned, you know, looking at the top line, different share classes receive anywhere from 3 to 4 stars from Morningstar. When we look at our ratings, they get unattractive, very unattractive ratings. And the big difference here is we look at the two drivers of fund performance, being the holdings and the costs. When we look at the holdings, we rate them on 5 criteria that basically fall into 2 different categories, quality of earnings and valuation. In this case, the holdings of Lord Abbott is they have lower quality of earnings than the benchmark and higher valuations. We're looking at across the board, the holdings have a lower return on invested capital, but a higher price to economic book value, which measures the difference between the market's expectations for future profits and the no risk value of the holdings. So we're basically expecting more growth from companies that actually earn less of a return on invested capital. As a whole, we've got 48% of the portfolio is invested in or allocated to unattractive or worse rated stocks, compared to 37% of the benchmark. And then on the flip side, only 7% is allocated to attractive or better rated companies compared to 18% for the benchmark. And then when we move on down to the cost, which obviously are going to impact returns, we look at our total annual cost measure, which looks at expense ratio, loads, turnover expenses, redemption fees, stuff like that. We find that the A shares especially have a 3.79% total annual cost, which is higher than 95% of the mid-cap blend style funds under our coverage and well above the mid-cap blend average of 1.82%. And ultimately, these high fees mean that they have to outperform by an average of, you know, almost 3.5% over 3 years, which hasn't happened.
Well, and we should point out, because some people say, and I'll take the role of being the critic here, some people say that it's unfair to judge a fund's performance against a sales load, you know, and as A shares you've added in the sales charge. But the fact is that what you guys are saying is, hey, if you can't earn back the sales load, if you can't overcome the sales load, why am I paying the sales load to begin with, right?
Correct. Ultimately, the only way, you know, you want to pay a greater fee for a mutual fund is that it's going to outperform its benchmark. So whether it's in the form of expense ratios or loads, that kind of stuff. That all factors into the eventual return. And so if you're not earning a return above that, you should go to the benchmark or look elsewhere.
This is a fund that, like I said, it's old. This is a big fund. I mean, it's a $3 billion fund. Is this also one of those cases where, you know, we don't want people trading their mutual funds all that often, but this kind of is inertia, management by inertia. And we're not expecting a lot of people bought this fund recently, but they've kind of just left it there and gone to sleep. Would that be the reason why people are still here?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we're looking at a large fund, like you said, an old fund that people can see as a mid-cap value or mid-cap blend fund, sorry, that has a, you know, 3 or 4 star Morningstar rating. So it's not anything that is obviously top of the level, but it's not anything that's warning or issuing, you know, warning flags from Morningstar, one of the, you know, biggest rating companies out there. And so people, you know, it feels like a, hey, long-withstanding manager's been there a while, you know, like you said earlier, you know, slightly underperformed, not something that's probably going to initially look bad, but when you really dig into the holdings, you're actually spending a lot in fees for holdings that are much worse than the benchmark ETF.
Yeah, and it's important to point out that the way that New Constructs evaluates the fees, this is a high-cost fund. The way Morningstar does it, they say it's a below average, that the fee level is below average. And part of that is that discrepancy. And yeah, inertia, well, it can cost you money. So if you hold an old line fund like this one, you can get into a lot of trouble. The Danger Zone pick, Lord Abbott Value Opportunities, LVOAX. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst for New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to learn more about their most attractive and most dangerous stocks, the Danger Zone picks, and much, much more. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. The Market Call is next when we return in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.